昆特之音服务园艺聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年5月1日，星期五。我们今天非常荣幸的又一次邀请到我们深爱的以及深爱着我们的Sri Prabhachandra Maharaj 为我们继续讲述今天的国家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Yeah.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gopi Janabhava Giribharada Gopi Janabhava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Raja Viha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Viha Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada YashodaRaja Jana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Rana Yamunati Yamunati Vanacha Jai Radha Mara Indravidhaश्रीमद् भागवत गीता की जय गौर भक्त वृंद की
जय
हरि नाम महामंत्र की जय गौर प्रेमानंद
हरि हरि बोल
प्लीज असेंबल द बॉडी सो योर ओन योर गुरु वी वन ओके नाउ
हरि बोल
वी आर ऑन चैप्टर 11 व्हिच वर्स नाउ
वर्स नंबर 3
Three.
Yeah.
Son. ER son.
Yeah.
Right?
对。对。
Huh?
对的。是 yes, yes.
Say the version.
是的。
Son. ER son.
ER son, son. 是的。
Yeah. Because English number is sometimes I don't understand.
嗯。所以我们今天讲的是第三十节第十一章。
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, Bhagavad Gita chapter 11, text number 3.
国家梵歌第十一章的第三十节。
Evam.
Evam.
Etat.
Etat.
Yatatta.
Yata
Twam
Twam
Atmanam
Atmanam
Parameshwaram
Parameshwaram
Drastum
Drastum
Ichchami
Ichchami
Dey
Rupam,
Aishwaram.
Aishwaram.
Purushottama.
Purushottama.
Evam metat yatatatvam atmanam parameshvara dastum ichchami te rupam aishvaram purushottam. Evam etat yatatatvam atmanam parameshvaram dastum ichchami te rupam aishvaram purushottam. Evam etat yatatatvam atmanam parameshvaram drashtum ichchami te rupam aishvaram purushottam.
Evam etat yatatatvam atmanam parameshvara drashtum ichchami te rupam aishvaram purushottam.
Word for word meaning. Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
如此.
Etat.
Etat.
This.
这.
Yata.
Yata.
As it is.
如其所如.
So that's what Prabhupada named in Hindi his Bhagavad Gita, Yata Rupa.
所以说，Prabhupada在印度语。
As it is, it didn't change anything.
舍尔巴巴给这个佛家梵歌曲的这个印度名字就是 Yata Rupa， 就是原如其所如的形象。
He didn't interpret or take out or add any Yata Rupa. Okay.
他不会有任何的解释。
Atta has spoken.
说过的。
Twang.
Twang.
You.
您.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
Yourself.
您自己.
Parama Ishvara.
Parama Ishvara.
The Supreme Lord.
至尊主啊.
Drashtum.
Drastum.
To see.
看见.
Ichchami.
Ichchami.
I wish.
我想.
Te.
Te.
Your.
您的.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form. Form.
形象. 形象.
Aishwaram.
Aishwaram.
Divine.
神性的.
Purusha Uttama.
Purusha Uttama.
Oh, best of personalities.
最伟大的人物.
Oh, greatest of all personalities. O Supreme Form, though I see you here before me in your actual position, as you have described yourself, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours.
译文最伟大的人呐，至尊无上的形体啊，虽然我在这里看到了真实地位中的您，就如同您自己描述的一样。 但我仍想看看您是怎样进入这宇宙展示的。我想看到您的宇宙形体。The
outsuit report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. The Lord said that because He entered into the material universe, by his personal representation, the cosmic manifestation has been made possible. What's going on? Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he is inspired by the statements of Krishna, but in order to convince others in the future who may think that Krishna is Lord in person, Arjuna desires to see him actually in his universal form, to see how he is acting from within the universe, although he is apart from it. Arjuna's addressing the Lord as Purushottama is also significant. Since the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is present within Arjuna himself. Therefore, he knows the desire of Arjuna, and he can understand that Arjuna has no special desire to see him in his universal form, for Arjuna is completely satisfied to see him in his personal form of Krishna. But the Lord can understand also that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to convince others. Arjuna did not have any personal desire for confirmation. Krishna also understands that Arjuna wants to see the universal form to set a criterion for in the future there would be so many imposters who would pose themselves as incarnations of God. The people, therefore, should be careful. One who claims to be Krishna should be prepared to show his universal form to confirm his claim to the people.
要旨由释迦牟尼提供。主说，因为他以个人的代表进入了物质宇宙，宇宙展示才成为可能，而且延续不断。现在尔朱纳本人已经被 Krishna 的话所感悟，但是为了说服将来的那些可能认为 Krishna 只是常人的人，所以 Arjuna 想要看看实际的在宇宙形体中的他，想看看他是怎样在宇宙之内起作用的。虽然他又远离他， Arjuna 称主为 Purushottama 也是意欲深刻的，因为主是至尊人格守神，他也在 Arjuna 之内，因此知道 Arjuna 的愿望，他能够明白尔朱呢没有要看他在宇宙形体的存在的特别的愿望，因为尔朱呢看到 Krishna 的个人形体已是彻底的满足了。但是主也明白尔朱呢想要看宇宙形体是为了说服其他的人，他自己并没有任何需要证实的念头。 Krishna 也明白尔朱呢想急着看宇宙形体是为了建立标准，因为将来定会有很多自诩为神的化身的假冒者，因此人们应该小心，一个自称是 Krishna 的人应该随时准备展示他的宇宙形体，向人们证实他所说的话。
Chapsu Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Kudu Shri Yutta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha.Shri Rupam Sajjadatam Sahagana Ravana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitams Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Vyakate Gopesha Gopika KantaNama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Manchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Krishna 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 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai. So here Arjuna is trying to help us.
就在这地方呢, Arjuna 他是在努力地要帮助我们。
So there's some commentary in Bhurijan Prabhu's book, Surrender to Me. This time he says quite a bit. So Vishnu Chakravarti.
在Bhurijan Prabhu的向我臣服这本书里面呢，他对这个世界做了很多的评述。
So he's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says because Arjuna is saying because you said with a fragment of myself I support the entire universe, I believe that it's factual.
那呃，说了为什么呢？Chakravarti Thakur就讲到呢，他说，他说这个Arjuna说，因为您是在支撑着整个的这个宇宙，那我也相信。So
that's what Krishna said right at the end of the chapter, previous chapter.
那这个是主 Krishna 在上一个章节的结束的时候所说的话。
Still, I want to know everything in detail.
但是呢, 我依然还是想了解所有一切的细节。
Arjuna will gain nothing by seeing this form. Yatta, as it is, means that Arjuna already accepts Krishna's two-armed form as supreme.
那这里面其实已经证实了, Arjuna 他已经接受了 Krishna 他所展示的双臂的形象。
Because Krishna both Purushottama and Parameshwara, the best of personalities, and the Supreme Lord. So why does Arjuna want to see, as Prabhupada says in chapter verse 8, Krishna's godless display of opulence?
那因为这个 Krishna 他已经是 Purushottama 了，他已经是至尊人格受身了。 那么，Arjuna大家想看什么呢？那么，这个在第八个师节里面，舍利帕帕说呢，Krishna他是一切富裕的展示。This
is a form that devotees generally don't want to see.
而且呢，就是他的这种宇宙形象呢，是通常来说奉献者并不想看到的形象。In the previous
In the verses and purports, Prabhupada explains why Arjuna is asking them.
但是在之前的世界的要旨里面, 舍利帕帕就解释了为什么Arjuna还会提出这样的要求。
Of course, the whole thing is arranged. That means everybody.
那当然了，这一切呢都是。 Krishna 为了我们的福祉，为了我们的益处而安排出来的。
So Arjuna is apparently an illusion. And
那显然，Arjuna他是处于幻觉之中，是由 Krishna 把他所放在的这个幻觉里。
That's just Krishna just put him in that condition.
但是呢，只是 Krishna 把他给放在这样的一种状态下。
So he would ask these questions.
所以他就可以询问这些问题。
These doubts which we are bewildered by and help us to understand.
那这些,
because in the future he knew that Kali Yuga is coming.
那这些困惑呢都是我们会被困惑的问题。所以呢，Arjuna他知道我们会被这些问题所困惑，所以他为了要帮助我们就问了这些问题，因为他也知道这个卡利年代马上就要来了。
And there'd be so many people claiming to be incarnations. claiming to have a higher understanding of the Bhagavad Gita. So many things. So,
而且呢，还有很多人都会自诩为自己是神。那么，尔柱呢，他为了要帮助我们对于《薄伽梵歌》有更高的理解，所以呢，他才会问这样的问题。
So, Prabhupada says, someone claims to be Krishna, they should be able to show a universal form.
所以说，Prabhupada要旨里面就提到了，如果要是有人自称是 Krishna 的话，那他就应该能够展示他的宇宙形象。
Of course, they might say yes, well, shown it, you know, but they can't do anything that Krishna.
但是有些人可能会说自己能展示，但那其实是没有办法去从事 Krishna 所从事的活动的。
So by picking out these words, Purushottama and Parameshwar,That means Arjuna understood. He was completely convinced.
但是在这世界里面所出现的这些词儿，就是 Parameshwar 还有 Purushottama， 这里面也就意味着 Arjuna 他是完全理解 Krishna 的本真的身份的。
But still, he goes through this whole like play acting thing.
但是呢，他依然还是要问这一系列的问题。
And usually Krishna covers Arjuna by the yoga maya.
通常来说呢，Krishna 他是会用 yoga maya 把 Arjuna 盖起来的。
So he knows something, but he's relating to Krishna as a friend. They just like equals.
所以呢，尔柱呢虽然了解一些事情，但是呢，他和Krishna 是称兄道弟的，他们俩是好朋友，所以呢，他们是处在同等的状态下。
The joking and talking and
他们会开玩笑，他们会这个聊天。
Because that's what Krishna likes.
因为 Krishna 喜欢和尔柱呢这样的交流。
Okay, so the next verse is still part of Arjuna's question, so we want to read that one.
那么下面这个时节呢，也是 Arjuna 的问题的一部分，所以呢，我要把这一节是读一读。
Manyase yadi tachchakyam, maya drashtum iti prabho, yogeshwara tatometvam darshayatmanam avyam.If you think I'm able to behold your cosmic form, O Master of Mystic Power, O my Lord, then kindly show me that unlimited universal self.
如果您认为我能够看到您的宇宙形体，我的主啊，一切神通的主人呐，那就请您仁慈地向我展示您那无限的宇宙自我吧。
So again, he's saying Yogeshwara.Understanding, he's addressing Krishna as his master.
所以这里面呢，那这里面呢，称呼主 Krishna 为 Yogeshwara， 也就称呼的是一切神通的主。
Nowadays, if someone shows just a tiny bit of mystic power, and some many times it's just fake, people will think they're God.
现在有人他哪怕显示出了他只有一点点的这种玄秘的力量，人们也会把他给奉为神。
They just do some cheap magic trick, but you know, it's called illusion, and people are bewildered, and they think this must be God. It's totally crazy, because we have an educated people.
但其实这些人呢，他们只不过是。变了一些魔术而已，就是耍了一些这个小的这种花招，然后呢，使人就处在这种幻觉之中，然后呢，就把人给迷惑了，然后人们就会觉得他是神。
Devotees will think this is because we failed to educate people. They don't know anything about God.
那么奉献者呢，就会认为，人们之所以会有这样的想法的原因呢，是因为我们没有很好的给这些人以教育，所以呢，使这些人处于在无知的状态，所以呢，他就没有办法去判断。
And there's so many rascals saying there's no God or that they're God or there's many gods, so people are really confused.
还有很多人呢，就是很多这些恶棍，他们就会说，根本就没有神，或者说他们自己是神，或者说是有很多神，这样呢就会使人们变得很困惑。
The demons, Krishna says, demons, they think there's no controller, no creator, everything just happens by chance.
那这些恶魔，那 Krishna 说这些恶魔们，他们觉得是没有控制者的，也是没有这个就是没有这个创造者的，他们觉得就这一切事情就这么就发生了。
They say they follow the material universe just by chance. It just happened.
他们说呢，就这个预知这个物质宇宙呢，就是通过一个爆炸，然后就发生了，无中生有的就这样发生了。
But everything within the universe has a creator.
但是呢，在这宇宙中的一切呢，都是被创造出来的。
And like you can't say, well, the sun is just rising by chance.
比如说你不能说这太阳就这么无缘无故的升起来了。
Nobody will say, well, maybe the sun will rise tomorrow. We don't know. Have to wait and see.
也不会有人说没准明天这太阳能升起来，我们并不是特别的清楚，咱等着瞧。
Or it might rise in the afternoon instead of the morning. By chance.
也不会有人说这太阳也许可能下午升得起来，而不是在早晨升起来的，随便什么时候升都行。
If you said that, even the scientists who say everything is by chance would say you're crazy.
如果你要是这么说的话，那么即便是科学家也会觉得你讲的都是疯话。
Because they can predict the sunrise.Exactly what time it comes.
That they were. Sorry, the last part I didn't hear.
You can look, you know, 1 year ahead and find out exactly what time the sun will rise at the place where you're standing.
Okay, 那么就是在你所站的这个位置呢，你可以预算出、估算出一年来这个太阳所升起的时间。
You can just search on the internet what time will the sun rise in Beijing, you know, in July 4th, and it'll tell you. And if you check it, it'll be right exactly on time.
如果你要是在互联网上查一查北京7月4号太阳升起的时间是什么，它就会告诉你。
So it's not by chance, that's for sure.
所以说呢，这并不是没准儿所发生的事情，就他都已经是定好了的。
He's humble and he's saying, if you think I can help you, know, then please show me this universal thing.
所以 Arjuna 呢，他是非常的谦卑的。他说呢，如果他如果你要是觉得我能看到您的话，请您给我展示您的宇宙的形象。
So, purport.It is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord Krishna by material senses. But if one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Every living entity is only a spiritual spark. Therefore, it is not possible to see or understand the Supreme Lord. Arjuna, as a devotee, does not depend on his speculative strength. Rather,He admits his limitation as a living entity and acknowledges Krishna's inestimable position. Arjuna could understand that for a living entity, it is not possible to understand the unlimited infinite. If the infinite reveals himself, it's possible to understand the nature of the infinite by the grace of the infinite. The word Yogeshwara is very significant because the Lord has inconceivable power.If he likes, he can reveal himself by his grace, although he's unlimited. Therefore, Arjuna pleads for the inconceivable grace of Krishna. He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders fully in Krishna consciousness and engages in devotional service. Thus, it is not possible for persons who depend on the strength of their mental speculation to see Krishna.
要知，据说以物质的感官，人既不能看、听，也不能理解、想象至尊主 Krishna。但如果从一开始就从事于对主的超然爱心服务，就会靠启示而看到主。每一生物都只是灵性火花而已，因此不可能看见，也不能理解至尊主。作为奉献者，阿朱呢并不依靠他的思辨能力，相反，他承认自己作为生物的局限性，承认 Krishna 的不可思议的地位。阿朱呢明白，生物无法理解无边无际的无限，如果无限者自己显示，那么由于这份恩慈才有可能理解主的无限性。Yogeshwara 一切神通之主一字非常的有意义，因为主有不可思议的力量，如果他喜欢，他可以他的恩典展示自己，尽管他无边无际。所以阿朱呢祈求得到 Krishna 不可思议的恩典，他并不是在对 Krishna 发号施令，除非人完全的在 Krishna 知觉中从事奉献服务，否则 Krishna 并无义务展示自己。因此屏障心智思辨的人不可能看见 Krishna。
So this is teaching us also how to approach Krishna。
所以这也是在教导我们如何接近 Krishna。
In a humble state of mind，
是要以谦卑的心境。
Trinadapi Sunichina， so we're asking Krishna for service， but the mood is Krishna I'm fallen， like we read in prayers of the Acharyas， I have no qualification， I wasted my lifeYou know, I've made so many mistakes and so many sinful activities, but if you, you know, you are so kind, please engage me. Please give me shelter. If you like.
所以呢我们是在向 Krishna 在祈祷得到服务，但是呢我们是如此的没有资格，所以我们就应该像 Acharya 那样去祈祷，就是因为我过往的生世从事了这么多的错误的这个事情，那我是完全没有资格的，但是呢您是如此的仁慈，所以呢请您对我仁慈，请您赐我服务。
The ultimate is Radharani's prayer that I don't care if Krishna embraces me or kicks me away, makes me miserable, he's still my Lord, I just want to serve him.
对，最终极的这个最极致的这个祷文呢，是由 Srimati Radharani 对主 Krishna 所献上祷文，就是无论你拥抱也好，还是你把我踢开也好，我都无所谓，反正您都是我的主，我只要做的就是要为您做服务。
You know, I'll never reject him.
所以我永远都不会拒绝您。
Even if Krishna rejects me, I won't.
即便是 Krishna 不要我了，我也不会不要您。
Because sometimes we'll think, well, Krishna just forgot about me. He's, you know, everything's going wrong in my life.
因为有的时候呢，可能我们就会觉得，怎么我生活中的这一切的事情都这么糟糕呢？那 Krishna 肯定是把我给忘了。
But that's never true. Krishna's whatever is happening is Krishna's helping us to.Come to him.
但是呢，这不是这样的，因为呢，无论在我们的生活中发生了什么，都是 Krishna 的美意，都是为了要让我们更好的去接近他，都是他给我们所提供的庇护。
And you know, look within and see, like, how can I really surrender to Krishna? When can I be like Arjuna?
所以呢我们必须要内省我们的自心，我们要需要想一想，我如何才能够 让自己完全的像尔朱那那样臣服于 Krishna， 得到 Krishna 的庇护呢？
Abhihabhi Bolo Sadi Namar Aparada Gucci Shudiname Ruchi. If you spring, when or when will that day be mine? When I stop making offenses and I'll get a real taste for the holy name.
那每天呢，我都要祈祷，我什么时候才能够停止冒犯？我什么时候才能够得到对圣名的Ruchi， 对圣名的滋味呢？品味呢？
Kabe Nabidwipe Sudadunitate Boranichananda Bolanishkapate. When I'll be running around on the banks of the Ganga just chanting Boranitai, Boranitai, Hare Krishna.
我什么时候才能够在恒河的岸边奔跑着四处奔跑着然后呼唤着 Boranitai Krishna Krishna 呢？
That by hearing and associating with devotees.
所以通过聆听和通过与奉献者的联谊。
And not associating with non-devotees.
不要与非奉献者联谊。
But I heard somebody was asking the other day, you know, and we have to associate with non-devotees.By work or family or whatever. We have to, that's part of life.
但是前几天呢，我就听到有奉献者说呢，可是我们在生活中，我们在工作中，我们必须得和非奉献者联谊啊，因为这也是我们的生活的一部分。
So, there's a story, I think Prabhupada told it, but it's an Indian moral story.
那这里面呢有一个故事，这个故事呢应该是沙帕帕所给我们讲的，但是这是印度的一个讲述道德的故事。
So there was a crocodile living in the river, the lake.
有一条居住在河或者是湖里的鳄鱼。
And a monkey lived up in a tree.
然后有一只猴呢就在树上跳来跳去的。
So the crocodile came and told the monkey, look, you know, you can ride on my back. I'd like to give you a tour around the lake here. We'll become friends.
然后呢，这个鳄鱼就对这猴说呢，你可以骑在我的背上，然后呢，我就可以带你来游河，然后咱们是好朋友。
And the crocodile said, don't worry, so,He got on the back of the crocodile and he's going around.
所以呢，这个鳄鱼呢就安慰这个猴呢，别担心。然后这猴呢就骑到了鳄鱼的背上，然后鳄鱼就带着猴来游河。
And then the crocodile started going far away.
然后呢，这个鳄鱼呢就游得越来越远了。
So the monkey said, where are we going?
然后猴就问他咱上哪儿去啊
Crocodile said, we're going to my house and my family, we're going to eat your heart for lunch.
然后呢这个鳄鱼就说我们现在要去我家里然后我要让你见到我的家人然后呢我们要把你的心给掏出来然后你的心呢是我们的午餐。
So we know monkeys are very clever.
大家都知道猴是非常聪明的。
So the monkey said, oh, well then, you know, you have to go back to my tree.
然后猴说那这么说那你还得把我送回到我那树上去。
Because I left my heart in the tree to go get it.
因为我把我的心给落在树上了。
So the crocodile went back.And the monkey jumped off and climbed the tree and didn't come back.
所以呢这鳄鱼呢就又把这猴给送了回去。猴跳上岸然后跳上树就再也不下来了。
So the idea is like that, we have to associate with non-devotees, but we don't give our heart.
那也就我们也应该是这样就我们可以和非奉献者联谊但是呢我们不要把我们的心给。和非奉献者的联谊中。
We can give the body and the mind, you know, to do our job.
我们可以用我们的躯体，用我们的这个心意去从事我们的工作。
But not, don't give your heart.
但是呢，不要用我们的心，就不要全心全意的投入到工作中。
So we should also learn from, like sometimes devotees, senior devotees will ask questions. We already know an answer, but there's many answers, and we like to hear from many different people because everybody gets different realizations.
还有呢，就有的时候年长奉献者呢，他们会问问题。那这些其实年长奉献者他们都已经知道了这个问题的答案是什么了。但是呢，我们就需要反复的、不断的从不同的年长奉献者那里面去听他们是如何回答这些问题的。原因是因为不同的人呢，他们对于这个问题有不同的悟道，有不同的解释。
So therefore, we like to read and talk about Krishna amongst the devotees because we can learn more and more from every devotee.
所以为什么我们就愿意和奉献者们一起来探讨关于 Krishna 的话题？这样的话呢，我们就可以从每位奉献者那里学到越来越多的关于 Krishna 的知识。
Even by the questions devotees ask, we can understand that they're realizing something.
那么就即便是通过
want to know more about Krishna.
那么就即便是听这个，奉献者他所提出的这个问题，那我们也能够意识到，他之所以能够提出这个问题，是因为他觉悟到了一些什么，而且呢，他希望通过问这个问题，他希望能够了解到更多的关于 Krishna 直觉的知识。
Like when Lord Chaitanya was talking to Ramananda Roy, I don't know if you have that, but Lord Chaitanya was asking the questions.
就比如说主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在和 Ramananda Roy 在聊天。那大家不知道，我不知道大家知不知道这一点啊？是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在向 Ramananda Roy 提问。
And he would give different answers to the questions.
然后呢 ，Ramananda Roy 呢就会以不同的角度来回答问题。
They were all correct answers. They're all from scripture.
但是所有的这些答案呢都是正确的答案，因为这些答案都是来自于经典的。
But they're on different levels.
但是这些答案呢，它是通过不同的级别来展示的。
No matter what he said, Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, that's all right, but let's hear more. There must be more."
所以无论 Ramananda Roy 他讲了什么，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都会说，这很好，但是呢，让我们听更多的信息。
So he talked about Varnashram. Working for Krishna and this and that. Finally, you know, it gets to the spontaneous love of Krishna. Then the relation of Radha and Krishna.
那然后，所以呢 ，Ramana Roy 他就讲了关于这个ashram 啊，还有就是为 Krishna 做这个做那个呀。但他最终呢，就谈到了这个就是 Radharani 对 Krishna 的这个奉献服务。以及就最终谈到了这个自发的奉献服务。
So much about the wonderful qualities of Krishna that attract Radharani so much.
而且呢，就是他也提到了 Krishna 有好多好多非常美妙的这些品质，那么这些品质呢，都是非常吸引 Srimati Radharani 的。
And the wonderful qualities of Radharani that attract Krishna.
而且呢 ，Srimati Radharani 呢也有非常美妙的品质，从而吸引了主 Krishna。
So Arjuna here is doing the same thing. Okay, you know, you've told me all these things. Now show me.
所以 Arjuna 在这里面呢，其实他做的也是同样的事情。好吧，你现在告诉我了这些信息，那么现在呢，您就给我展示您的这个形象。
Although he's already saying, I understand and I accept it, but, you know, now show it.
那么虽然说您都已经给我讲了这么多信息，而且呢，我也理解，我也相信，但是呢，现在请您给我展示这个形象，因为我因为他知道有很多其他的人是理解不了的。
So the universe of form shows up in different ways and different cultures.
所以这个宇宙形象呢，它是在不同的文化以不同的方式向我们展示的. You mean the universal form showed us in different ways from different cultures?
Yeah, like in Asia, you have the many-armed Buddha.
OK, OK. 那比如说呢，在亚洲呢，就会有这个众多手臂的佛陀。
So that's something like the universal form, many, many arms, and they're holding all different things. And the whole idea that the universe is, but this universal form is special. Only Arjuna, no one ever seen it.
但是主 Krishna 他现在显现的这个宇宙形象呢是非常特别的，因为只有Arjuna能够见到，其他人是见不到的。
I don't think anyone else on the battlefield can see it.
那我不觉得在这个战场上的其他的人能够看到主 Krishna 的宇宙形象。Because
if they had, all the Kurus would have run away.
因为如果要是所有人都能见到主 Krishna 的宇宙形象的话，那所有这些库鲁族的人们肯定都得吓跑了。Because
Duryodhana saw Krishna bowing down and looked like he was crying. He dropped his bow and everything, and Krishna is standing there.
因为这个 Duryodhana 他看到的呢是 Arjuna 向 Krishna 顶拜，然后 Arjuna 站在那儿，然后呢。 这个Arjuna把他的弓也扔了，然后呢，他在哭泣。
So Duryodhana thought Arjuna's afraid, he's not going to fight, I win automatically. He saw my army, he saw how powerful we are and how many, and he's afraid.
所以Duryodhana他就觉得呢，Arjuna他现在看见了我这边的阵势的这种强大。 所以说呢，他就非常的胆怯，他就害怕，所以呢，他就不战而败了，根本就不想打仗了。
So he couldn't under, he knew Krishna is powerful, but he didn't understand unlimited potencies of Krishna.
那么多尔当他知道 Krishna 是很有力量的，但是呢，他并不知道Krishna 他具有无限的能力。Because
he's envious.
因为Duryodhana是有嫉妒心的。
So an envious person, they may study Bhagavad Gita, they may learn the whole Mahabharata by heart, but they won't become devotees because they want Krishna's qualities. They want to be the controller, they want to be famous, and known for their knowledge and learning.
那么这个有嫉妒心的人呢，他们是会好好的阅读圣典，不加放歌，他们也会把这个 Mahabharata熟记于心的，但是他们不会成为奉献者。原因呢，就是由于，他们是希望能够通过阅读这些书籍，能够了解 Krishna 他所具备的这些品质，然后成为像他那样，能够把这个 Krishna 所拥有的这些品质呢，都能够据为己有，让自己也变成那样。But
a humble devotee, even though he may not be educated, he can't even read sometimes. But he can surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will reveal himself. Will understand.
但是呢,
I have to surrender to Krishna.
但是呢，作为一位谦卑的奉献者，也许可能他并没有受过高等的教育，但是呢，他却知道他应该向 Krishna 皈依，然后呢，这个以一种非常谦卑的心态去接近 Krishna， 然后他就能够理解这一切。
So by Krishna's grace, he tries to keep us busy in his service.
Krishna is what? So he keep us busy in
his service?
He's very kind.
So like even me,
he's trying to keep me engaged. 那么 Krishna 呢, 他是非常的仁慈的, 他总是会要让我们 为他做一些服务，他总是要让我们忙着在做服务。
So even though I'm lazy and he keeps somehow attracting me.
即便是我非常的懒惰，但是呢，他还是会用各种的方法来吸引我。
Because I'm proud, so yesterday I had class at 5:30 morning.
那或者是因为我骄傲，那比如说昨天早晨的时候呢，我五点半的时候上了一节早课。
Then I had a class at 8:00 morning.
然后呢，我又在八点钟的时候呢上了一节早课。
Then I had a class at 1:00 online for 2 hours.
然后呢，下午一点钟的时候呢，我又在网上讲了一节2个小时的课。
And then I thought I had another one. I thought it was supposed to be today, but right away I had another 1 hour.
然后呢，我搞错了，我以为那节课是今天的，但其实呢，就在那个两节课之后呢，马上我又得上一节1个小时的课。
Then we had another online kirtan. Another
然后呢，我们又开始进行了在网上的 kirtan.
Then I had another class at the temple night.
And not
very much time for mine.
Sorry. Then you have another class in the temple, then online?
Yeah, both. It was at the temple.
Okay. 然后呢，我又在庙里面上了一节。然后呢，我又在庙里面。然后呢，我又在庙里面又讲了一节课。但是呢，由于大部分人都不能来庙里面，所以呢，这节课也是在网上的，也是上了网的。
The whole world is imitating China now.
现在全世界都在效仿中国的方法。
They used to think China is imitating them, but every government, every country in the world is telling everybody stay home, don't go out.
通常来说，大家都觉得是中国在模仿其他的地方，但实际上现在呢，世界各地的政府都在和大家说，留在家里面，别出去。
So not the churches and temples, no place can have many people.
所以呢，现在世界各地的这些庙啊，还有教堂呢，都不可能有太多的人去。
Of course, for some families, you know, they have a small house and people, so it's very crowded for them. They have to stay home.
那而且还有呢，就是有些地方呢，这个家里面的人口特别多，然后但是房子又特别的小，所以大家就得挤在家里面。
So we get this vision. Krishna previously had shown a small version of the universe.
所以呢，我们就了解了，就是 Krishna 他之前呢，他是展现了一个小版本的宇宙形象。
When he made a last effort. He went to the Kauravas and tried to plead for peace.
因为呢，他是对，因为那个 Krishna 他最后做出的努力呢，就想去找这个 Kaurava 来进行和谈，来避免战争。
And they were so stupid. Karna and Duryodhan, they thought we'll catch Krishna, we'll put him in the jail, and then.Yudhishthira will lose enthusiasm for Krishna.
Yudhishthira will lose what of Krishna?
And they thought if we put Krishna in the prison, and then Yudhishthira won't feel like powerful anymore. He won't want to fight.
Okay. 那么这个Karna 还有 Duryodhana 呢，他们就觉得。要把 Krishna 给抓起来，然后呢把 Krishna 投到大狱里面，然后这样呢Yudhishthira 就没有 Krishna 的帮助了，所以呢这样就会使这个 Yudhishthira 感到无力。
So all of a sudden they tried to grab Krishna, you know.
那所以突然之间呢他们就想抓住 Krishna.
And all of a sudden, Krishna wasn't there, but then he was everywhere they looked, they saw Krishna.
所以呢，然后 Krishna 就突然间就不在他们要去抓的那个地方，但是 Krishna 他又显现在各处。
And every time they tried to catch him, he would be somewhere else.
所以呢，每次他们要抓 Krishna 的时候呢， Krishna 又跑到另外一个地方去了。
Then he said, "You think I came alone, but I never."
然后 Krishna 就说：“你们以为我是自己一个人来的吗？ 永远都不要这么想， 我永远都不会自己一个人来的。”
The same thing happened with Hiranyakashipu. Everywhere he looked was Lord Nrisimhadev.
那么这件事情就这样的同样的景象呢，也发生在了 Hiranyakashipu 的身上。 他看到的到处都是主 Nrisimhadev。
Tona Shinga, Pada Tona Shinga, Yato, everywhere. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Inside, outside.
主你心哈，他无处不在，他在这儿，他也在那儿，他在心里，他也在心外。
All right. So, thank you all for whoever's out there.
所以非常感谢大家。 所以呢，非常感谢大家，那么能够给大家讲课呢，也对我来说是一个特别的仁慈。Mama's here are questions.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here, the first question is from Chandra Vilas, Chandra Vilasani Mataji. Chandra Vilasani Mataji. 您好，顶拜咕噜甜美的讲课，顶拜翻译和主持人，今天早晨我看瓦坛第三篇第十六章的第八十节里说，主 Advaita 给 Haridas 送 Prasadam 去，也没问 Haridas 要钱，说送的这个鲫鱼多少钱呢？ 这里说给奉献者 Prasadam 功德很大，是不是意味着没有明码标价才是最大的功德呢？如果标价了，是不是功德就减弱了？对不起，我看一眼啊，请问没问 Haridas 要钱，说送的这个鲫鱼多少钱呢？ Okay, Maharaj, basically the question is that Maharaj said that she's reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, verse number 8. It is said that Lord Advaita delivered some prasadam to Haridas Thakur and didn't ask money from Haridas. And he also said that it is a kind of a big... a pious thing to do for the devotee to deliver the prasadam. So that doesn't that mean that the biggest piety thing is deliver the prasadam doesn't have a clear price label on that. However, if we mark the price of the prasadam, then the piety of that is not as much.
Now, can I see that verse? What is it? Third canto,
yeah.
Chapter 18?
Yeah, she's saying about is Canto 3, Chapter 18,
yeah.
Verse number 8. Let me also find it. 我们的故事说找一下这个诗节啊，第三篇第十六章的第八十节。
Wow.
Okay. In the purport.
Yeah, I have to look. Third canto, chapter 18, verse 3.
Verse 8. Yeah.
Shiva ba. Right?
Yeah. 16:8. In the purport, it is said that.
Say it in Chinese.
第三篇第十六章
Okay. It sounded like you said Shiva.
十六.
Yeah. Got it. You're very good at English, but nobody except native English people can pronounce English numbers properly. I don't know why. Other languages, every language I've learned is very clear, but English numbers, I don't know, it's just weird.
Sorry.
13 and 13, right?
Yeah.
14 and 40. It's very hard. But in other languages, it's always sheer ba or ba, you know, ba sheer. Easy. Yeah. There's no confusion.
刚才我在跟马尔说第十六章第八十节的时候, 他英文没听清楚，得说中文他才听明白。 他说这英文的这个数字, 世界各地的人都没法把它说特别清楚。
Okay, well, this is a famous pastime, right?
那么就是在这个世界里面所描述的是关于 Advaita Acharya 的一个非常著名的逍遥时光。
So Advaita did the puja for his father.
Advaita 在为他的父亲做 puja.
And then usually you have many brahmanas present and you give the chief brahmana the prasad.
那么通常来说呢，就是在做祭祀的时候，有这些婆罗门，他就会把这个 prasad 派给这些婆罗门们。
But he gave it to Haridas.
但是呢，他把这个 prasad 呢就给了 Haridas.
And according to the Brahminical society, the caste Brahmins, Haridas was lowborn, Mlecha.
但是呢，就是根据他们当时的这个种姓制度呢 ，Haridas 他是出生于 Mlecha 的这个阶级的，就是出生在非常低的阶级的。
So Haridas says, why are you giving it to me? Because there's thousands of Brahmins.
那所以 Haridas 就问 Advaita Acharya, 你为什么要给我呢? 因为这有这么多的婆罗门都在呢。
But Advaita said, because you're the pure devotee, better than thousands of Brahmanas.
但是 Advaita Acharya 说呢，因为你是纯粹的奉献者, 你比成千上万的婆罗门都要更加的高尚。
So the point is that Krishna says in this verse that I enjoy, you know, when you feed the Brahman, when the Brahmanas get really nice things more than the fire yogi.
所以呢，在这里面 Krishna 就说, you are. So means that you give to Brahmana the charity.
Yeah, if you feed the Brahman, it's more pleasing to Krishna than if you feed him.
Okay, yeah. 那么这个 Krishna 在这里面就说，如果你要是向婆罗门们去 派发 prasadam 要向我供奉 让我更加的开心，就更加的取悦我。 就是请婆罗门吃饭，比请我 Krishna 吃饭要更加的让我开心。So
that's why, you know, people, Indian pious people, they like to sponsor prasadam for the devotees.
那所以就为什么呢？就这些虔诚的人们呢，他们就愿意去这个支持奉献者。Feeding
the devotees is very auspicious.
就喜欢请奉献者吃饭，因为呢，就是请奉献者吃饭是一件非常荣幸，是一件非常吉祥的事情。
So Advaita said, no, by feeding Haridas, the pure devotee, is more beneficial than feeding thousands of Brahmins.
所以呢 ,Advaita Chara 说呢就是请这个 Haridas 荣耀 Prasadan 要比像成千上万的婆罗门布施要更加的吉祥。
So that's what it's saying there.
所以这个就是这节诗的。
So the caste Brahmins and stuff, they may question why is Advaita doing this?
但是呢这个婆罗门他们也会有一个问题就是为什么对他会这么做呢
And Haridas was thinking, well, Advaita, you know, if you give it to me, you'll be criticized by these Brahmins. So why are you giving
Haridas,
it to me?
Haridas 内心的想法就是如果你Advaita Acharya 要是把这个布施就是把这个 Prasadam 给了我的话那肯定就会受到这些婆罗门的指责，那你就会有麻烦。所以呢，你为什么要把它给我呢
？But Advaita didn't worry because he knew he's pleasing Krishna.
但是Advaita Acharya呢，对这件事情是不担心的，因为他知道他这么做是很让 Krishna 开心的。
All right,
Maharaj,
is that clear?
Yes.Yeah, it's clear, but I think Maji's question is also about, 对不起啊，我再把这个 Maji 这个问题再问一下 because she's mentioning about the money, and I guess what she's saying about sometimes the prasadam has been delivered as a prize, so she's asking if the prize, if the prasadam just giving away freely instead of sell it with a price, then that can collect more piety.
Not necessarily, because if people give something back, they get more benefit.
People give something back is more benefit.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I give you a gift,
and
you give me back a nice gift, then it's better for you.
Yeah. 那么就是说，就是刚才您说这个 Prasadam 上有没有这个价格的这个标价哈？是不是如果是标了价的话，功德就没那么大了？那 Maharaj 说呢，并不是这样的，就是因为如果要是人们对于所得到的这个 Prasadam， 他如果要是有一些回馈回应的话，也就是换句话说，就是如果他要是用钱买了这个 Prasadam 的话，也就是说他做了一些功德，那么他所得到的益处呢就会更多，比只是就是。没有回报的，没有回馈的，接受这个 prasadam 所得到的益处更多。Okay, that's clear. Then let's move to the next question.
So, like Prabhupada said, we have free distribution, but we also have restaurants. And in order to distribute prasadam, we need money.
那么这个舍爸爸就说呢，就比如说我们有免费的派发 prasadam。但与此同时呢，我们又有餐厅。那么，因为我们要是想免费的派发 prasadam 的话呢，我们必须得有钱才行。
So the person who, you know, let's say you're giving free prasadam, the person who sponsors it, they get same benefit as the people who cook it and distribute.
所以说呢，就是那些。为 prasadam 布施的那些人，他们所得到的这个益处和真正的去派 prasadam 的这些人所得到的益处是一样的。
And some people they won't take free, you know, they think I'm not poor, but they'll pay, so they benefit, they get prasadam.
而且呢，有些人呢，他们觉得自己又没那么穷，所以说呢，就不需要白要这个 prasadam。所以呢，他们就会花钱买 prasadam。那这样的话，他们其实就能够从中获益的。
All right, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. 那下面一个问题哈，是 Rajendra Prabhu 的，感谢 Maharaj 的讲课，谢谢翻译和主持。那么这里 Krishna 被称为 Yogeshwara 瑜伽之主，主 Shiva 也被称为是 Yogeshwara 瑜伽之主，两者有什么区别呢？谢谢您甜美的答案 Maharaj, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture and also thanks for the translator and the moderator, the host. Here the Lord Krishna has been addressed as the Yogeshwara. However, Lord Shiva is also addressed as the Yogeshwara. What are the differences between the Yogeshwara of Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva? Thank you very much for your sweet answer.
Your Lord Krishna is even the Yogeshwara of Shiva.
那主 Krishna 呢, 他也是主 Shiva 的, 瑜伽之主。
Right.
Yeah.
He's also Yogeshwar. He's almost the same.
但是其实他们俩人就基本上是差不多的。
But not quite.
但是又不完全一样。
So compared to anyone else,
Yes, Maharaj.
Shiva is Yogeshwara.
那么和其他的人相比呢, 主希瓦是 Yogeshwara, 瑜伽之主。
But compared to Krishna, he's not.
但是如果是和 Krishna 相比的话, 那主希瓦就不是 Yogeshwara 了。
Okay.
The next question, still from Rajendra Prabhu. 当今年代神的化身可真不少。我们曾请一位化身展示宇宙形体时，他回答说：“他回答说你不是尔朱呢，没必要向你展示。”如何回应？另一种情况中说：“我展示了宇宙形体。”我说没看到。回答说：“因为你不是尔朱呢，所以看不到，如何回应？” Rajendra Prabhu asked that in this Kali Yuga, there were many incarnations of the Lord. And we want to ask one of the so-called incarnation to reveal his universal form. And he answered that you are not Arjuna, so it's not necessary to reveal my universal form to you. So how to respond on this? And there was another situation is that this incarnation said that I reveal my universal form, but you won't see it because you are not Arjuna, so you won't see it. So how to answer this? How to respond on this?
Well, Arjuna asked, you know, please show it to me if you think I'm qualified.
因为尔朱呢，他说，如果您要是觉得我有资格的话，那么就请您向我展示您的宇宙形象。But
you know these people are very clever.
Very clever.
So,
那这些人呢，其实还是挺滑头的。
Yeah. So we know they can't show it.
因为我们知道他们是没有办法展示他们的宇宙形象的。
Because Krishna did arrange that what Arjuna saw was recorded and he, you know, it's broadcast for everybody.
因为 Krishna 他做出的这个安排呢, 就是, 他把 Arjuna 所看到的这个景象都给记录了下来, 而且呢, 是广而告之的。
So this kind of people better not to challenge them.
Who not challenge to whom?
We shouldn't challenge these kind of people claiming to be God. And
Okay. 那其实呢，就是当人们他们在宣称自己是神的时候呢，我们就不用再跟他们再进行。 进一步的争论了，不用去挑衅他们。
Okay. I don't know. I don't think Prabhupada ever asked anybody that.
但是事实上呢，我不知道怎么正确，我不知道怎么进一步回答您这个问题， 因为舒拉帕帕也没有就这个问题有过任何设计。 那么下面一个问题， Rajendra Prabhu的问题， 老师我有问题， 在卡利年代只有在四个师徒传系中的曼陀才会有效， 这句话的意思是说我们必须得接受启迪， 然后去接受灵性导师的启迪之后， 我们每天念诵的曼陀罗才有效吗？ 还是说只要是在正宗的师徒传系中的曼陀罗都是有效的？ My question is that in this Kali Yuga, there is only four disciplic successions who deliver the effective mantra. So the way to understand the statement is that shall we obliged to accept the initiation, then after the initiation from the spiritual master, then the mantra chanting every day will be effective. Or as long as the mantra from any, from a bona fide disciplic succession, then the mantra is effective. I think what he's asking that, it's a little bit fuzzy. 我每天接受曼陀才会有效吗？ 这是说只是在正宗的使徒传系中的曼陀都有效。 Sanimaji, 我有点晕， 说不清楚。 那这个是接受灵性导师的启迪之后， 我们念的曼陀才有效， 还是只要在正宗的使徒传系中的曼陀就都有效？
其实他这里面说的正宗的传系中的曼陀罗，那不是还是从灵性导师那接完吗？哦，他说的意思就是说，这个曼陀罗是不是只有经过启迪之后我们念诵才有效，或者是就是说这个曼陀罗只要是这个传系中的四个传系中的曼陀罗，不是非得经过启迪之后，只要我们知道了这个曼陀罗就有效，是这个意思。OK，OK，OK，OK，OK。
Marge，basically Rajendra Prabhu asked that if the mantra what we're chanting shows its power after we accept it from the initiation from the spiritual master, or no need through the initiation, as long as we get the mantra from any of the bona fide disciplic succession. Basically, we just know this is a mantra from the disciplic succession, then we chant it, then it will be effective. So, in another word, is that if initiation is necessary.
Again?
Well, basically, he's asking that if the initiation is necessary for chanting the mantra from any of the disciplic succession.
To get the full benefit, yes. One has to surrender. Initiation means we surrender. We officially, then Krishna gives mercy when he sees that humility.
Okay, 就是说，当，okay，就是如果我们要是想得到完全的效力的话，那是应该通过启迪，因为启迪呢，就意味着是在谦卑的心境下的皈依。 那么当 Krishna 他看到了一个灵魂，他的这种谦卑的皈依的心境的时候呢，他就会把仁慈给予这个人。但是呢，就即便是没有在启迪之前呢，我们也是可以来念诵的。So
in one sense, by taking up the instruction of the guru and chanting, you're initiated. So if someone is aspiring in a humble state of mind, but somehow by circumstance they haven't been initiated yet and they die, you know, they could still go back to Godhead if they're chanting purely.
那也就是说呢，当一个灵性导师给了这个门徒启迪的时候呢，那也就是说他是通过这个启迪来念诵这个圣名的。但是如果要是一个处于谦卑心境的人，而且呢还渴望得到启迪，希望能够 在这种正宗的使徒的这种指导下去念诵，可是他没有在启迪之前呢就去世了。那他因为有这种谦卑的心境，他也是可以回到守身的身边的。
So, but like there's many, many explanations where ultimately initiation is required, but someone, you know, who calls out the name of Krishna, but it's not initiation, like is obligation and promise and humility, and that's when Krishna really bestows the mercy. And if someone is an honest person, it obliges them to serve and do better, and then they can get more progress, because we're not pure devotees. We're not, you know, someone may think, well, I don't need a guru, I don't need initiation, I, you know, I'm pure already, I'm chanting. But then they're proud, so they're not going to make any progress.
Mm. 那其实就是说，那么我们有在经典中有好多好多的这个描述，里面都讲的是，就当一个人他在呼唤出主的圣名的时候呢，他都会得到这样的益处。但是呢，因为我们现在还没有处在一个非常纯净的纯粹的这种状态，所以如果我们要是觉得我现在已经够纯粹了，我就可以去念这个圣名了的话，那我们就会变得骄傲。然后，但是如果我们要是通过皈依，然后通过这个启迪。
那这样就会让我们更加的是在指导下去更好的去念诵，更好的去做服务，就是能够更有益于我们去得到仁慈。Okay.
Yeah, the last question. 今天Guru讲到的，我们在日常工作时不要太认真。我可以不交出我的心，但是我 一贯对物质工作很上心，因为不投入工作就难以拿到成果。请教Guru，我怎样做到对日常工作呢？认真呢？ The question is like, today you mentioned that we can handle our daily job. We can use our body and also use our mind to do it. However, don't give our heart to do it. However, actually, in my work, I have to wholeheartedly to do my work, because if I don't wholeheartedly to do my work, wholeheartedly. If I don't do my job with my whole heart, I cannot really achieve the deliverable of my job. So my question to you is that what is the right attitude for me to treat my job sincerely, seriously, but not with a heart?
No, this means that when you associate with the non-devotees, you don't give your heart, means your deepest loving feelings and intimate, you don't connect with them in that way, you know. But for your job, there's another way you talk about heart. Okay, you put your heart into it. It means you really work hard. That's okay. But that you don't intimately associate, you don't go out drinking and partying with your colleagues and stuff. Try to be like them.
Yeah. 那这里面其实讲到的是,
maybe you don't preach to them so much. You don't preach to them so much either. You don't share your heart. Oh, you love Krishna.
Yeah.
They won't understand.
那么这里面所说的是，就是在工作中不要全心全意的，这个意思是说的是，就是您在做工作的时候，您还是要全心全意的认真的去投入到您的工作中，但是呢，就是不要全心全意的投入到和你的非奉献者的同事们的这种交往之中，比如说晚上去夜店啊，去逛个酒吧呀，然后呢去和他们交心啊，就这种事情就不用去做了，就不用把自己的这个，而且呢，你也不用 过多的去向他们去传播关于Krishna知觉的这些信息，因为他们是没有办法理解的，你也不用就是把你的这个心都这样给他们，是这个意思，就是当您在和非奉献者的这些同事们在进行交往的时候呢，不要全心的投入，并不是说不要全心的投入您的工作之中，工作还是要认真做的。So the next question, Maharaj?
Yeah. Okay.
From Varshana Sundari Mataji, 顶拜 Guru Maharaj, 每个师徒传系都有自己的 mantra, 为什么 Maha mantra, 所有的传系都可以念诵? Please accept my very humble obeisances. Because every disciplic succession, every sampradaya has their own mantra. But why the Maha mantra can be chanted by every sampradaya?
Because it's the Maha mantra.
因为这是 Maha mantra, 伟大的曼陀罗。
It contains all other mantras.
所以呢, 所有的其他的曼陀罗全部都被包含在了这个 Maha mantra里面。
But generally, the people in the other sampradayas, they chant whatever mantra they have.
但是通常来说呢, 其他的sampradaya呢, 他们都会唱他们所有的这个曼陀罗。
But everyone can chant the Hare Krishna, even people that are not in any sampradaya.
但是呢, 所有的人都可以念诵这Mahamantra, 即便是他不在任何一个使徒传系中, 他也可以念诵。
That's the causeless mercy of the Kali Yuga.
那么所以这个呢, 就是卡利年代所给予我们的无缘的仁慈。
Lord Chaitanya, Golokara Premadan, Harinama Sankirtan, he's freely giving this love of Godhead to everyone.
Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda? Nityananda. 和主Chaitanya马哈巴布他们俩是非常的仁慈的把神爱给予我们所有的人免费的给予了我们所有人。
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, 他们两个人.
Yeah, they're both giving freely the love of God and the Maha Mantra.
他们俩都是免费的把对神爱的 Maha Mantra 派发了所有的人.
So Lord Chaitanya, when he toured South India, he went and preached to people from all these different sampradayas. And convince them, you know, that Krishna is supreme over Narayana, whatever their worship.
所以说呢, 当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在南印度旅行的时候呢, 他就会向所有的使徒传系的这些奉献者们传教, 并且呢, 来说服他们, Krishna 是比, Krishna 是在主 Narayana 之上的。
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, then the last question from Radha Nanda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深地顶拜敬爱的 Gurudeva. 请问除了传承授权的灵性导师和大家公认的圣人可以传教外, 其他人传教需要资格吗? 心态不安不稳, 经典所知甚少, 还有物质欲望的人可以传教吗? 谢谢您。 Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudeva. My question is that other than the bona fide the spiritual master and very qualified saints or sages, they can preach. What about the others? For the others, in order for them to preach, do they need to get any qualification? For example, for those people who has a restless mind and who has very little knowledge about the sastra, and also have the material desires, for this type of people, are they able to preach, or do they have the qualification for preaching? Maharaj?
Yeah, anybody can preach, but what they preach, you know, we have to preach according to our realization.
所以其实每一个人都可以去传教, 但是问题他传什么呢? 每一个人都必须要根据自己的觉悟去传教。
Shouldn't try to present ourselves as a great preacher, a great scholar when we're not. Then it will just be troublesome.
就是我们不应该就是在自己并不是一个伟大的传教者或者是一个 有学问的学者的时候呢，就去装腔作势的，展现出自己好像是一个特了不起的人。
So, like as an example, in the very early time, uh, Prabhupada was with some devotees. They had just started a temple in Los Angeles. So it was the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
然后那是, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur的隐迹日。
So he was reading letters he got from different devotees, saying how grateful they were and how happy they were that they were devotees. Now he's offering to his guru.
OK, 然后呢, 这个舍拉帕帕呢, 他就, 在阅读 所有的这个奉献者写的这个信, 这信中表达的就是 他们都在哪, 而且呢, 他们是多么的开心, 然后他就把这些信呢, 供奉给了他的灵性导师, 舍拉巴克斯坦塔。
So, then Prabhupada asked the devotees, one by one, are you happy, Nandarani, are you happy? And they all said, of course.
然后呢, 说爸爸就一个一个地询问这些奉献者, 比如说, Nandarani, 你是不是开心呢? 你是不是开心呢? 然后所有的奉献者都回答说, 当然很开心了。
And so Prabhupada said, I have one request from you.
然后舍爸爸就说呢, 我有一个请求。
Please tell other people I'm very happy to be a devotee.
就是请你告诉其他的人, 作为一位奉献者, 我很开心。
He said, that's very easy to preach. All you have to do is tell people, I like this, I'm very happy.
他说呢，其实这是很容易，就是这是一种很容易的传播的方式，就是你只要跟大家说我很开心，作为一个奉献者我很开心，我很喜欢读这本书就好了。All
right.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj. So that's everything.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you all very much.
那我们今天讲课就到这儿，非常感谢大家。So
everything's pretty much normal there, right? It's funny, every other country is locked up.
Yeah, actually, now it's getting back to normal. Even Beijing is getting back to normal now.
Okay, so long, yao, go, you, you, So yo rong yao gui yu wei feng shao jie. So yo rong yao gui yu wei feng shao jie.
Jai.
Okay, xie xie. See you soon. Anytime, just let me know. I'm happy to answer questions.
Yes, Maharaj. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Yes.
If you make a special session just for questions.
Okay. Maharaj 说呢，就是他有求必应。如果大家有任何问题的话呢，都可以，我们可以就是专门开一节课，然后呢，请他来回答问题。Maharaj, you are so kind. 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那么今天我们的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Kavachandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及为问题的耐心的解答，感恩萨提玛吉为我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五，深深的礼拜大家，Hare Krishna。